following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I've always said summer's made for three things: the beach, baseball, and concerts.
Wiser words have never been spoken.
And if you're lucky enough to score some vacation days this summer and you're looking for something to do, or if you want to catch a game this weekend, just head to StubHub.
Especially with summer concert and festival season, nothing better than chilling on the grass and catching a great lineup. You've got to check out StubHub to see who's playing in your area.
And of course, you can visit StubHub at home or on the go from your mobile phone wherever you happen to be.
Exactly.
So get to StubHub today. Grab great seats for the game, find out which artists are playing near you, and get your summer started right.
StubHub! All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and the birthday boy is AWOL. I mean, how long does it take to fill out your AARP card? I mean, you'd think Doug would be able to make it on time on his birthday. Yeah, so there he is. Well, we glad you could join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a full roster for you. We're going to talk some College World Series. We're going to talk a little NBA action. And, of course, we'll talk some baseball. Besides the College World Series, big doings over at Hastings College. We'll talk to the new head baseball coach there. And, of course, the playoffs are in full gear for arena football. And we'll talk with the head coach of the Danger about their upcoming playoff game. And Doug is here. Glad you could make it. Happy birthday.
Glad you could point that out to everybody.
I was looking
for my birthday present from you and I didn't find it, so I figured, well, hell, I just will come in.
You just don't know where to look. Of course, neither do I. So we have that in common. So there you go. Hey, how's it going?
Everybody's up in arms about game 6 of the NBA playoffs last night. And people, I know I am rooting for Miami, but I've also said I don't care really who wins it because San Antonio would be my second choice. Shut up. It was not a foul. Yeah, Ginobili traveled. You could break down 100 plays in that game. And if you are a sports fan, if you call yourself a sports fan, and you actually think that Chris Bosh committed a foul on the final shot in overtime, then quit listening to this show. Quit listening to any sports show. Quit watching sports. All right? Because you know nothing. There. That's off my chest.
That was a lot of ball he got. Yeah, the only thing I have, and it's got nothing to do with the officials, got nothing to do. You need a rebound, you have your best rebounder in your game. You need a bucket, you have your best scorer in the game. I think Popovich dropped the ball literally a couple of times with the personnel he had out there at the end of the game. And they get the rebound with like 10 seconds left. I think you get the timeout, you get your best ball player out there, you get your best scorer out there. The fact that Tony Parker is sitting on the bench, and instead of Tony Parker doing the driving, it's Manu Ginobili. Really? Really? Yeah, and I'm with you on the calls. I'm with you on the calls. You don't call those fouls. I don't. Those would have been dubious foul calls had they been made. And the one at the end of the game, the very last one that you're talking about with Bosch, is as clean as the day is long.
I think there was more of a foul on the final play in regulation when I believe it was Tony Parker was trying to get up the floor and kind of got hip checked out of bounds. I'd be more upset. I haven't heard anybody talk about that at all. The last play of regulation, he gets hip checked out of bounds. And I saw that called in an earlier playoff game. So if you're going to be upset, San Antonio fan, and seriously, all these people I'm seeing on Twitter, Facebook, friends of mine, people I know, I haven't seen one piece of San Antonio Spur gear. So you're hating on Miami. You're not a Spurs fan, all right? If you're a Spurs fan, where's your anything? Where's anything that denotes you as a Spurs fan? So just quit it.
And I'm not a fan of either team. I mean, I'm rooting for the other team in Miami. I don't really care for the Heat. Don't really like the Heat. But I will say this. When they were down by two, 82-80. There was a stretch there where there was a stellar block defensive play by LeBron on one end and then made a brilliant offensive play on the other. And if you can't enjoy how he plays, you're not watching basketball objectively. I mean, I love watching LeBron James play. I don't like the decision. I don't like the fact he had a TV special called The Decision. You know, all of that stuff. I'm not a fan of his, but boy, the guy can play some basketball, and he put it out there last night. It was a great game to watch.
It was interesting when they, and again, I don't know what you're supposed to say as an athlete, but he has a huge fourth quarter in overtime. Well, I just decided I had to put it all out. What? You're down 3-2 in the NBA Finals. How are you not putting it all out there from the opening tip? And I'm sure you are, and it's like running the 3,200. You've got to have that kick down the stretch.
Right.
But still, there are so many other things. How does San Antonio let a 10-point lead get away to start
the fourth quarter? You missed free throws.
How did they?
Step one, missed free throws.
How does Miami not get any points down the stretch? They're like Husker basketball. They go long stretches without scoring. I mean, San Antonio goes on a 17-4 run before halftime to turn that game around. Then they're up by 10. Then all of a sudden the Spurs catch them. Then they're down by 5. Game of runs, come on. These are the two best teams in the NBA. There shouldn't be such big runs. And I mentioned this way back in the blowouts of games 2 and 3.
Well, but I think the reason that you have those blowouts is, yeah, you're playing against a great team, but you're a great team too. So you're capable offensively of just really having that stretch where in about 1 minute, and again with that short shot clock, in about 1 minute you might have 3 or 4 quick possessions, you score 6-7 straight points. Now you got to run, and it's only been 1 minute. Before you even know what's hit you, you've given up 7-10 points.
Again, we'd love to hear from you. You can always fire us off Facebook post, and our Facebook is ESPN Superstation. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone line, Bruce Furniture fan line is 888-455-ESPN. You'll also need that to win danger tickets a little bit later on. Mike Conforto of Oregon State, all-conference outfielder, he's going to join us. Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger. And right now, the newest coach of the Hastings College Broncos, Steve Sponberg, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Steve, welcome to the show, and congratulations, man.
Well, thank you very much, Doug. It's kind of been crazy here over about the last 7 or 8 days, but and difficult decisions to make, but I've hopefully made the right one, and I think I have, and I'm looking forward to a new career, so to speak.
What, I guess, really sparked your interest here? Because let's face it, none of us are spring chickens anymore. I think some people, I'll put that as politely as I can, Steve. But
exactly, I understand.
I think a lot of people would say, I kind of thought maybe Steve was past this point. His boys are moving on to college, and he'll probably follow along with them. What kind of piqued your interest and maybe even changed your mind?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, when the job first opened up with Coach Bovee stepping aside, I really didn't have a lot of thoughts as to pursue it in any way, shape, or form. But as it went along, I kind of thought a little bit about it, but still had made no move or anything like that. And I know a couple people from the Hastings College organization then gave me a call and just simply asked if I would come over and listen to some of the things that they had to say. And so I have great respect for the people that called me, and they had helped me throughout my career, not only as a coach but as a person. And so I felt I wanted to do that. And so when I went over there and really sat down for about an hour and a half with the AD, Jerry Smutty, and he asked me some really difficult questions and some things like that, and we just kind of talked for about an hour and a half, and just to see where it was going to go. And he brought up a number of points that I was very concerned about myself. So, but it was a very positive talk, and he just asked if I would think about it. And so I went home that night, talked a little bit to my wife and family about the possibility of continuing to pursue it. And when he called the next day, and similar setup, kind of an interview process with a number of people at Hastings College, I went ahead and took advantage of that. And when I went over there, really felt very, very welcome. I think they've got a great staff as far as AD and a number of other people. I think they're committed to go in the right direction. They want to be successful at a lot of different things, and baseball being one of those, and those are things that are very in line with what I like to do. So I was felt very, very welcome, and like I said, talked to a number of people and looked at that and is it a right time for me? Because I agree with you, they're taking a chance on someone that's a little older but does have some experience. I still believe I have the enthusiasm and desire to do the job. And so it's kind of twofold for me. Number one, with what I'm doing here at Sutton as an assistant football coach and head boys basketball, can do the Legion program here, or at least do a lot of that stuff. I just didn't know how many more years I could do that and do it at the level that I want to do it. So I knew at some point the last few years have been a little bit more difficult for me just because of age, like you said. But it was a situation where, I thought I could still do that at a high level here for, maybe 3, 4, 5 more years. But it was going to be difficult, and then I was going to be in my 60s and didn't know. And I don't have any other skills other than to really do something athletically. So when this thing came about, it was an opportunity for me to, still I could retire having the number of years that I've taught and financially draw a very good retirement, and then get an great opportunity to do something that I really love to do, which is continue to coach in any different activities, and baseball being one of those, and still think I have a lot to offer. So when I looked at that financially with a couple of kids in school, it was a situation that I thought, hey, I want to take a shot out of here and see what I can do.
Steve, obviously a great opportunity in front of you, but you also mentioned some of the things that you're giving up, and that's assistant football. Obviously, you won't be coaching basketball at Sutton, won't be teaching at Sutton anymore. How difficult was it to give up those elements, and so much that you've done so long that's just such a major element of who Steve Spongberg is?
That was really difficult. I would say it's very comparable to about 3 years ago when I was in Kearney and I left the Kearney program to come and basically watch my son play as much as do any coaching. But a really, really difficult decision. Sutton Community's been fantastic to me. I've enjoyed everything that I've done here, both administratively. The community's have given me great support, both on and off the court and off the field. So it was as difficult a decision as I've ever had to make. And to sit down with our administration and our coaches that I really enjoy working with, and especially the kids, when I had to sit down and talk with them, really, really difficult because those kids have worked extremely hard. I have had some contact over the last 27 years since I've been here from other schools, but never really considered a lot to move away from here because of the type of kids that I have and how hard they work. So really, really difficult decision, like I said. I think it was a good decision at this point in time for myself, but at the same token, tough to walk away from something that has been great to me for the last 27 years.
We're chatting with Steve Sponberg here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on ESPN Radio. He was introduced as the Hastings College baseball coach yesterday. Already the questions have been coming up, Steve, about your sons. Will they be following you to Hastings? How will that affect their future?
You know, right now, that's totally up to him. I know we've talked about it, and I think right now he's very, very, you know, comfortable with where he's at Morningside. He likes the coaching staffs there, enjoys the kids, likes the school. So as of right now, there's no, I don't think, any intent right now to move along. You know, it's a decision that I'm leaving totally up to him. I know we've talked about it. It's not something that I'm going to force into that situation. I want him to be comfortable, and I think he is right now. And so right now, there's no plans on moving. I know we've talked a little bit about it, and I know that will put us at least a couple times head-to-head. And like I told him, it's my job to beat the tar out of him. So, and that's what we'll certainly try to do. So.
Steve, when you're coaching a Legion team, you kind of have your tryouts, and then you get the team that's kind of from your geographic area. Obviously, as a high school coach, you kind of mold the clay that's in town, so to speak. But now you have to go out and find players. You have to recruit. How is that process going to be from your perspective in terms of now you going out there and finding those players? Have you kind of thought about what that process is going to be like and how you're going to approach it?
Yeah, great question. It was one thing that, you know, to be honest with you, I have not done. I think the teaching part of the game is something that I've always done. I think you can instruct at any level. Baseball's baseball. I've been in Class A Legion ball, and I've been in Class C Legion ball. So kind of run the gamut of everything here as far as the state's concerned in the high school area, but never in the college. But I still think you teach the game. But, you know, I have not recruited, and it's something that, you know, I definitely am concerned about to some degree. But I do think over the years I've made a number of contacts throughout the state, especially in the 31 years or 32 years I was at Kearney, and now the 3 years here. I'm very familiar with the geographic area of the state, and I do have a number of contacts that I feel very comfortable with that I could pick up the phone, call, and they're going to give me some, you know, people, some names, some things like that, of people that I can go out and watch, and I value their opinion immensely. So I do think that, you know, I can do that. I enjoy talking to kids and working with kids, and I think, you know, the college itself will sell itself. It's a great location in the middle of the state. You're not too far from the Kearney North Platte area. Get to Lincoln and Omaha, it's not a long ways. It's a little smaller situation. They have great facilities there to play in all activities. They're really trying to upgrade their athletic program, and they give you a great education. So I think it's got a great selling point that way, and I'm anxious to get out and get started and see what I can do as far as bringing in some of the athletes to go along with the mix that they already have and make Hastings College a baseball program that can contend for conference championships year in and year out.
Last moment here with Steve Sponberg, who is the new Hastings College baseball coach on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve, let me ask you a question that I asked Coach Bovey. We talked about with the athletic department over there. I don't know how much you and Mr. Schmutty talked about it, but Hastings, for a number of years, Coach Bovey tries to find a way to schedule difficult non-conference opposition, which really puts them behind the eight ball when it comes to any postseason play because their record is never good enough without winning a GPAC regular season or tournament title, which they have done, and Coach Bovey and his kids did numerous times. Was that discussed about scheduling and about maybe not being in that situation, or is that the way you want to go?
Well, we really haven't talked a lot about it, and Coach Bovey's done a fabulous job there, and I wanted to say that. Difficult shoes to fill. I have made contact with him. He sent me a nice email on some stuff, but I do want to sit down with him, kind of talk to him about this similar situations that you're talking about here. I know Coach Schmutty had told me that he does a lot of the scheduling, and I know in the email he said he scheduled some of it right now, and so I just need here in the next few days. That's the first guy I would like to make contact with, that, and then, of course, the players to kind of get the ball rolling here. But I've always been someone, even when I was at Kearney, that does like to schedule games that are going to prepare you down the line. I think I did the same thing here in basketball with playing a very competitive schedule. So, you know, I'd like to keep that up. But yet I think when you're in a program that
You know, you got to have some success too. You got to teach kids how to win, so that they understand that and that they can contend once they get into the conference. So, you know, I think you got to have a mix there. But I am one that enjoys playing a difficult schedule. But I also know in baseball it's a little different than the other activities, in the fact that many years, and I'm sure they've done the same thing. I remember way back when I played at Kearney. That you would go down south, and maybe you even haven't been outside yet. You're playing teams that maybe have played 10, 15 games. I ran into a similar situation at Kearney with the Legion team with high school baseball. Early in the year, I just thought that, you know, we were a little bit behind when teams had played high school ball, and we had not. But I thought as the year wore on, we caught up to those people. So I want to do something similar based as far as that goes. Play a difficult schedule and a good one, but yet have some games where you have an opportunity to have some success to get that winning attitude going. So when you go into the conference, you're ready to compete in that.
And Steve, finally, we all know what the financial situation is, whether it's at Hastings College or UNK or wherever it might be. And if my understanding is right, most of the time Coach Bovey had just really graduate assistants or ex-players that were still in school kind of being assistant coaches. What kind of a staff can you put together? Is that going to have to be the way it is, or will we know a couple of guys that might also be joining your staff?
Well, that's the thing. That's really the third process. Like I said, I want to sit down and talk to Coach Bovey and pick his brain a little bit if I can, and about what he's done and what's gone on here. Contact the players, and then I have to get an assistant coach. I've been fortunate here that they are going to allow me to get a full-time assistant and a graduate assistant and perhaps another person to help. So we'd like to have a varsity and a JV program and bring some kids in here that we think we can get some playing time at both levels and build a program. I think there's a great base here right now. I know looking at the roster, there's probably 12, 13 seniors back from last year's team, and they were a team that at the end of the year played really well, beat Doan in the conference tournament, and that's a great win. I am a little bit familiar with the GPAC and the fact that I got an opportunity to travel around and watch my son play, so I saw most of the teams there and then actually went over to Hastings and watched a lot of the tournament there because I just enjoy watching the game of baseball and not thinking that any of this was going to take place. So, but we're still, I think Hastings is a team that's not that far away from being a team that can contend to do really well in the conference. And that's certainly our goal next year, is to get the players in to blend with the mix that they already have, get a good assistant coach. And to be honest with you, I'm probably looking for a younger guy that can do some of the technology stuff that I'm not as good at. the texting and the Twittering and all that stuff.
I'm looking on Twitter right now.
Exactly. So, I need somebody that knows what they're doing, energetic, will go out and recruit, do some things that way to help my situation. And so certainly going to be something that we're going to look at here over the next couple of weeks and hope to find somebody between that time.
Well, Sponge, we laugh because we know you too well, I guess. That's outstanding right there, buddy. Everybody here in Kearney, and, of course, everyone that's been associated with you wants to wish you congratulations and best of luck. And now you realize that one of your new things is that you'll have to be on the Doug and Daddy Show quite often to talk about Hastings College baseball.
Well, I hope that we're successful then, because that makes this talk a lot easier. So, we'll certainly try to do that. We'll count on that throughout the year.
I'm sure you will be. Steve, best of luck, and thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you, Doug. Always enjoy talking to you.
Good luck, Sponge.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Steve Sponberg. We joked yesterday off air. We knew this would be one of the things. And I think, boy, that first question, I guess you would say, and Sponge went on for a long time. That was the longest Sponge answer ever, but it makes me know that he is fired up for this opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
This was more of an interview. Steve is usually to the point, and he tells you the things that you want to know, answers your question, but I think you could tell from the time we've had here over the last 10, 12 minutes that he's pretty fired up for this opportunity.
There's a passion there, and he has a passion for the game. He has a passion for teaching, and teaching is coaching. Coaching is teaching, and he's extremely good at that. And you mentioned yesterday, we had a quick conversation. He's really kind of an old school kind of guy, and that's going to fit really, really well with baseball and him doing it full time. And the recruiting aspect is going to be a new animal for him, but his reputation is going to precede him in such a way. He won a state championship in Sutton with 11 players. 11 players. You have to have nine of them on the field at any given time. And to me, one of the great attributes of a good coach is how good do you make your seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth player? Because that's really where a team can be different. You move to a town that has like four studs. Great. What are you going to do for the other five players? And there's where Steve can do. He can help those studs.
The heat.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, in any situation, you have to, it's that next level that those other kids that maybe don't have that tremendous, natural, God-given talent and getting the most out of that next group of kids, plus getting that talent out of the ones that are really skilled, Steve's really, really good at that. He's going to be outstanding.
And it's going to be a big loss for Sutton. As I said, everybody knows him from basketball, but it's not like Coach Raymer and the crew over there had a deep football staff for making it to the state finals, and Sponge took care of a lot of the defense, and man, they've got a lot of talent coming back, and so good that the coaches that replace Steve Sponberg at Sutton will have some great talent to work with, and so we'll see how the next year kind of plays out here. There's no doubt that recruiting is going to be the tough part because, as he said, they're behind already. Anytime you have that coaching change, and now here in June, they've got to go out, and you look at Hastings' roster, a lot of Colorado kids on there, which is not weird, but they don't play in Colorado. And they're the westernmost team in the GPAC, so they can go get some of those kids. And maybe that's a work with UNK when they went out and got some Colorado kids. Yeah. You know, well, he may not work here, but he could work for you. It'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Well, again, his reputation is going to help him, and it isn't going to be just within the state of Nebraska. Trust me, the coaches in Colorado know Steve Sponberg. The coaches in North Dakota, South Dakota, Kansas, Oklahoma, yep. You know, the whole area knows who he is and what he's capable of doing. And anymore, he mocks all this internet and all this technology stuff, but there's a lot of people that send tapes out and say, hey, take a look at me, take a look at me. Yep. So he can evaluate talent well enough that if somebody can do it well, being this far behind the eight ball, it'd be Steve.
He's not afraid to get dirty.
No.
And
no.
That's a good thing.
And nobody's going to outwork him either.
No, that's right. So that is Steve Sponberg joining us here. First segment of the Doug and Daddy Show. Folks, don't forget, for lunch or any time, the Chicken Coop is there for you in Kearney and Grand Island. They're open 7 days a week. This is Wednesday, and that means it's Big Burger Night, $5, fries, and any burger off the menu. Maybe you get yours. Maybe you want the mushroom burger. Maybe the kids want the bacon burger. Maybe you just want the regular old cheeseburger. It doesn't matter what you get.
If you ask nice, they'll even put, like, birthday candles on it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's what we need. And it's a big old burger. It's Big Burger Night every Wednesday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. And, of course, Wednesday, their lunch special is a turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun, plus the side item. It's only $5.99. You can't do lunch any better than that. Come in, watch the College World Series, the Stanley Cup tonight, golf and more baseball, and, of course, Game 7 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. It is all at the Chicken Coop. Air conditioned, play some Keno, enjoy a beverage. Kearney and Grand Island. When we come back, College World Series talk. We'll talk to one of the great young players in the country, not just in the Pac-12, but Mike Conforto of Oregon State, plus Mike Davis, coach of the Nebraska Danger, and your chance to win Danger tickets all coming up.
Hi, this is Trina. Like many of you, my husband and I are extremely busy with our careers and raising our kids, and the one thing that got away from us was our health. And to be 100% honest, we got fat. Our health was terrible. We then found Complete Nutrition. It was different. Their people really helped us out. The vitamins and supplements they recommended made us feel great. One was actually a metabolism-boosting multivitamin. Complete Nutrition has the only multivitamin on the market that actually boosts your metabolism. Who wouldn't want that? It's been a few months, and we can't believe it. We are both down over 20 pounds. We have the energy we had in our 20s, and our doctor is amazed at how much our health has changed. We now realize that if you don't have your health, what do you really have? And it really stuck with us. If you don't have your health, what do you really have? Discover the difference at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Go!
What's Charlie yelling about?
He's watching a stock car race.
I didn't know he was into racing.
Oh, yeah. Big time now that he entered the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes.
Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes?
Yeah. Every time Ryan Newman finishes a race in the top five, Quicken Loans will make a monthly mortgage payment for five lucky winners.
I want to enter.
Well, here. Just go to QLRacing.com and sign up. Look,
Hey, that was easy. I'm in. Come on, Ryan. Mama needs a mortgage payment.
Be sure to enter the Quicken Loans Bring It Home Sweepstakes at QLRacing.com. If Ryan Newman finishes in a top five race position, Quicken Loans will make a mortgage payment for five lucky winners. It's one more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Price up to $2,000. No purchase necessary. Ends November 16th, 2013 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years or older. To enter and for official rules, go to QLRacing.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS.
With some partial sunshine across the area today, we'll also see a few isolated showers or storms possible with a high of 86 as southeast winds become gusty at 15 to 30. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low near 69. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Happy birthday to Garfield the Cat.
Woo! And baseball. They say originally this is like the date that, baseball, the first baseball game was. Yeah.
1861.
Yeah, so you're slightly older than baseball. It's good. Let's just say your birth certificate is an antique. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Yeah. Well, anything else happen on this date of significance?
Let's see here. Oh, Kathleen Turner shares your birthday. Not the same year, but there you go. Dirk Nowitzki. There you go. Paula Abdul. There you go. And Lou Gehrig.
Straight up.
Lou Gehrig. There you go. When you were born in the great year of 1967, our federal debt was $340 billion. Now it's like $16 trillion. And here's my favorite. Cost of a gallon of milk was $1.03, a stamp was 5 cents, and regular gallon of gas, regular, they didn't have unleaded, regular gas,
that good burning
33
stuff.
Cents a gallon.
That's pretty expensive for back in the day.
Yeah.
God, I can't, they should raise the price of gas a little bit.
Well, and here in Kearney they have, so there you go. It's 33 cents a gallon more in Kearney.
They should be embarrassed.
Just 33 cents.
Do you know what the number one song was on your birthday?
No.
I know what mine is.
No, I don't.
And I got a good one.
Yeah.
Aretha and Respect.
No, it's Groovin' by the Young Rascals.
No. It's Aretha and Respect.
Jeff, you looked it up?
I've seen that a couple times, by the way. So maybe it's just the day of the week that it fell on the chart that it came out on. But I'm guessing that must have been.
Yo, Groovin's not bad.
That's good. That's good. Either one of them. Either one of them. Now, I understand that the number one song on your birthday was something by the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Very nice.
There you go.
Hey, just because I graduated before you doesn't mean I'm older than you. I've seen your transcripts.
Anyway.
There you go.
Let's do our Loper Link on this Wednesday with little bit of Loper news brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. The Lopers have expanded their track team. They're going to have 30, as of the moment, new freshmen coming in. Brady Bonsall putting 8 more names on the list. And of those newcomers, 12 gold, 6 silver, 8 bronze medals in the Nebraska and Kansas State Championships in track in May. Kelsey Weimers, Jeremy Long, Cody Worth, all of Kearney High, Long in the pole vault, Worth in the middle distances, Weimers in the jumps, all coming to UNK. Bailey Sokolowski, who is going on scholarship, I believe, as much as you can for volleyball, is going to also do a little bit of track there. She placed in the high jump at state. So those four coming in from Kearney. You've also got Kyle Stewart of McCook. He was a pole vaulter, the Class B state champ in the pole vault. And also from Nebraska, John Landrigan of Nebraska Christian. Also one from Kansas, one from Iowa.
Good for them.
So that's a little bit of Loper news.
And that's
today.
The thing you can do in Division II. You can be multiple sport athletes. It's a lot more common. And it has happened in Division I, but it's a lot more common at the Division II level. So it's great they're doing that.
And that's the Loper news that we have, brought to you by Russ Smith at CharterWest National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, and they have the loans. Oregon State still alive in the College World Series. In fact, they're a couple of feet away from being undefeated in this whole thing, everybody seems to think. And we're going to talk to Michael Conforto now of the Oregon State Beavers to see if they can get by Indiana and play for a championship next week. He joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Well, doing great. Glad to have the Beavers back in Omaha. And I got to get this out of the way first. I just got to get this out of the way. What are you thinking when Danny Hayes belts that ball to the warning track this weekend?
Well, I definitely had a little jump in my stomach. I thought that ball had a shot to get out. And, off the bat, it sounded pretty good, and it looked pretty good up in the air. And but I guess we see how tough it is to get a ball out of TD Ameritrade Park. You know, over and over again, you just see balls go up in the air and only to come back down just short of the wall. So, you know, it was a bummer to not see that thing go out, but, you know, we're still alive and we're still fighting.
And as young as you are, we've discussed this on the Doug and Daddy Show not only this week but the last couple of years, the so-called dumbing down of the bats. When did that, in your career, as far as growing up, when did you first have to change bats, and did you really notice the difference?
Well, the change happened my senior year in high school, and they actually didn't enforce the rule in my senior year, so we still got to use the BESR bats. But my first year in college, it was really the first year I used BB Core bats, and really saw that drastic change in the pop of the bats, and how far the ball was going. So it was it already been enacted in the college game before I came, and when I came in, it was kind of a shock for me.
We're talking with Michael Conforto here, outfielder of Oregon State, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Michael, you still have made it into double-digit home runs, and these days anybody that's hitting double-digit home runs, probably back in the day, would have been hitting 30 of them. Did you change your style at all? Was there anything different to keep power with the new bats?
Well, relatively. I mean, I think that, you know, if you really get a ball, well, it's going to go out in most parks that you play in, and especially where we play back in Corvallis. I think you're not going to see those out on your front foot, stick the bat out kind of home runs. But you know, if you really put a good swing on a ball and hit it well, it's going to go. But as far as here at TD Ameritrade, you got to really, really put a charge into the ball, probably got to put it in the right spot, part of the ballpark too, because we know that nobody's ever hit a ball out to center field here at the College World Series in the new era. I didn't really change too much of my approach at the plate, just, try and square balls up as well as I could, the ball will go out if you really get it.
We're talking with Michael Conforto here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. What was it like after the Mississippi State game? And you guys seemed pretty loose when you were able to take care of Louisville. And, of course, if you can push some runs across early and you guys were able to do that, that's going to take any pressure off. Did you feel any pressure when your back's against the wall in Omaha?
Well, we've been doing it all year. And, throughout the year, we'd lose the first game of the series, and we'd have to battle our way back through the second two games. And so we had experience with that all year, and we lost the first game in our Super Regional battle back through that, and lost the first game in the Civil War and bounced back after that. And so, we've been doing it all year. I'd say we're comfortable with it, but we're experienced with it, and so I think that gives us a level of comfortability with it. And I think, just the guys on this team really respond well to being, having our backs up against the wall. And they really rise to the occasion, and, they enjoy the challenge of, being elimination games and stuff like that. So I think just overall the team really, I think they react well to being in that position.
You mentioned the Super Regional, and obviously here in the Midwest, we're obviously very familiar with Kansas State and the year that they had, but I don't know that anybody out on the West Coast probably knew anything about Kansas State and were probably pretty shocked that they could come out there and compete as well as they did with you guys. But coming back, I mean, there's so many people, Michael, that think you guys still have a real legitimate chance to be playing in the National Championship Series next weekend. What's Coach Casey and the crew telling you about that?
Well, we know that, and we're aware that the first time we won a national championship, we lost the first game in 2006. And you know, I think it is possible, and you know, we know it's not likely, but we're very optimistic and positive and confident that you know we can come back and we can win these next three games and find ourselves in the championship series. And you know, I think Coach Casey is just he's telling us, you know, how we can do that, and we do that by just playing baseball the way we know we can, and you know, just real solid and executing the little things and competing. And you know, if we do that, we'll find ourselves in the championship series.
We're talking here for another minute or so with Michael Conforto, outfielder for the Oregon State Beavers, on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. He's out of Redmond High School in Washington, highly touted coming out of high school, had a very good freshman year, allowed you to be part of the USA Collegiate National Team. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was great. You know, I got to travel all over the world with some of the best players in the nation. And, you know, another cool thing about that was that I got to see a bunch of my buddies go in the first round and the second round and, you know, all the top 10 rounds. And, you know, that was pretty cool to see guys that I'd played with and grown relationships with. And so, yeah, I mean, USA team is awesome because you get to represent your country and play for some, you know, bigger than yourself and wear that USA across your chest. It's just it's a different feeling than, you know, anything I've ever had. And so, you know, it's something I'll remember forever, and I'll cherish it. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to go ahead and do it again this year.
Michael, I was trying to find here. Were you drafted out of high school?
I wasn't, actually.
Were you surprised by that?
I actually had told most of the scouts I talked to that, you know, it was going to take a lot to buy me out of going to college and getting an education. So, you know, I wasn't very responsive to scouts and you know, major league teams, because you know, I really, really wanted to go to college and play for Oregon State. And you know, so I may have gotten drafted if I hadn't been so set on college. But you know, looking back on it, I wouldn't do anything different. You know, I have next year coming up with the draft and all that, so we'll see what happens with that.
Well, you have definitely, you and your teammates have made a great name for yourself here. And give me the selling point. What is it about Corvallis that has made Oregon State such a power here over the last 6-7 years and made you want to go there? What was the selling point?
Well, it's just the way the program is, I think. You know, it's just such a classy program. And, you know, with Coach Casey, he's got his own track record that's very impressive, and it brings in a lot of talent. And you know, to see what he's done with the program and what he's done at Oregon State is just, it's very impressive. So I think a lot of people coming in, you know, that meet with him and see what kind of coach he is and what kind of guy he is, they're very, very impressed with it. And, you know, Corvallis is a great little town. It's a nice little college town that, you know, feels like home, to at least it did to me. And it's very welcoming, a lot of nice people. And so I think, you know, all that together, just it makes for a good place to have a good baseball program. And, you know, they love it there. Baseball is a pretty big deal there in Corvallis. And it's just it's a great place to play. And so I think that's, you know, one of the reasons why we have flourished as a program.
Well, finally, let's talk just a moment here about your next ball game with Indiana. They are going to be putting out their big boy in Aaron Sleggers. This is a big kid at 6'10 on the mound. What challenges when you face somebody that tall? Have you faced anybody that's been that big of a guy all year long?
Well, I heard something like he's the he's the tallest pitcher or tallest player in the NCAA. So I haven't faced anyone that big. It'll be a tough thing for us to go up against. You know, everybody here is good. You know, I hear he's the Big Ten Freshman of the Year or something like that. And so we know he's going to be good. We know he's going to have some velocity and he's going to put the ball where he wants to. And so we're going to have to be really good. But if we're going to go through and win this whole thing, you know, we're going to have to be playing our best ball. And so I think it'll be a good challenge for us, and we'll see how good our team is and how good their team is. And we'll go from there.
All right. Well, I have a feeling that now that Nebraska's in the Big Ten, there's probably a few folks that are going to be rooting for Indiana, but I know there's a lot of Oregon State Orange out there as well. So, Michael, we'll wish you guys the best of luck and an even longer stay in Omaha through the upcoming few days. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oregon State Beavers, Michael Conforto joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to play another elimination game tonight.
Yeah, it's been a great series. It really has been. Yeah, to me, it's interesting. Who thought it would be Mississippi State and UCLA, the two undefeated teams? There's just no way. There's no way you would think that.
Two of the longest shots in the field, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, UCLA doesn't score any runs, and they're still not scoring any runs, but they win because they don't give up anything, and they don't. To stub their toe, they always play somebody, and then they're going to make the mistake, and then they walk through the door that they open.
And again, most of the game that I saw last night, North Carolina State hit the ball better. Again, hit a ball that should have been out of the ballpark, that should have been a 3-run home run. And any other time, any other place, it is. And Sam McEwen has an article in the Omaha World Herald. You might want to check that out as well. Hey, folks, don't forget that TNL Irrigation Systems, we were talking about this last night. Quincy, this is just for you, buddy. TNL, he knows. He says, Doug, I went out and bought one just because of the Doug and Daddy Show, and he says it's making a difference. So, Quincy and all the first-time TNLers, we thank you so much for your work. TNL Irrigation Systems Worldwide with headquarters in Hastings and taking care of the entire United States and 60 countries worldwide, because the choice is simple. With a hydrostatically powered pivot from TNL Irrigation Systems, you will have life easier on you with no hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. For years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, it is TNL Irrigation. See your TNL dealer or online at TLIRR.com. Proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime at TNL Irrigation. Nebraska Danger going to be playing their first ever playoff game against the Colorado Ice on Saturday night. Head coach Mike Davis is going to join us, but as we go to break, let's give away a couple of pair of tickets to Saturday night's Nebraska Danger Colorado Ice game. Kickoff at the Heartland Event Center is at 7 o'clock. How many, here's the question, how many times have the Danger beaten the Ice this year? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you haven't won anything this week on the show, you're eligible. How many times have the Danger already beaten the Ice this year? First couple of correct callers, we're going to give you some tickets. Back with the coach after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Summer's here. Weather's great, kids out of school. So many places you and I'd rather be. But even though you don't want to be at work, business doesn't stop. Good news, though, you can escape the office and still stay connected to your coworkers and clients. Share ideas, problem solve, get projects done. How? Just use GoToMeeting with HD Faces, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it takes a click, share your screen, and work on documents in real time. And just turn on your webcam to make your online meeting an HD video conference. See each other face-to-face, like meeting in person. Easily launch or join a meeting from wherever you are, whenever you need to, using your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Even present from an iPad. Sweet. We love GoToMeeting. Try it today free 30 days. For the special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin. Remember, use the promo code Colin. Go to meeting. Meeting.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With some partial sunshine across the area today, we'll also see a few isolated showers or storms possible with a high of 86 as southeast winds become gusty at 15 to 30. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low near 69. Right now, it's 73.
This song is on wax cylinder, isn't it?
Well, I mean, one of the two songs that was number one on my birthday, and then of course we had to look up you guys's.
Yeah,
and it's very depressing, both ways. Number one, yours goes down as iconic because it's not only a cool song,
just a walking down the street,
but it's Stripes, baby.
Yeah,
I wonder how many listeners actually know the group that sang the song. They know the song. But do they know it was Manfred Mann?
Later, he had an Earth Band.
And then here's the scary part. Producer Jeff then looked up what was number one on his birthday. You had Manfred Mann. I had
Groovin'
by the Rascals or Respect by Aretha Franklin. So both we can go with time there.
Because Groovin' was popular before and after Respect. It was number one before and after.
Yeah. And for Jeff, I just can't even do it. I can't even do it. We want to congratulate Kevin in Grand Island and Tim in Kearney for winning the Nebraska Danger tickets. The Danger have beaten the Colorado Ice three times so far this season. This is their fifth meeting, Randy.
Yeah, and you get to know them. And by the way, one game they scored 12, and a couple games they scored 66 and 69. So if their offense is in high gear, you obviously got to like their chances. But talk about knowing your team, right? I mean, you got four sets of game films that you can kind of look at. So you're not going to sneak up on anybody when you play somebody that often. You going to play it?
Yeah. This is the number one song on producer Jeff Babel's birthday. All the way back in 1990, the young pup. I'll read the Midtown Mark Cooler question and let you think about this. How will the Nebraska Danger fare in the IFL playoffs? 67% said they are going to win their ball game on Saturday night, but they're not sure about the finals. So 67% say they'll be the intense conf champions. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today, the Miami Heat are favored by 6.5 points, according to the MGM Grand, over the Spurs in Game 7 tomorrow night. What will the result be? The Heat win by more than 6.5, less than 6.5, or the Spurs win it outright? Vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, Game 7 tomorrow night. What do you got, Randy?
I'm taking the points, but I think the Heat are going to win on their home court.
It is amazing. The Heat, wow. That's what I'm going with. Heat win, don't cover. Although, that's what my head says. My gut says the Heat win and cover because this might have yanked all of the all of the emotion out of San Antonio, but I think almost any other team would have got rolled by this. This is not what they call a lesser team. The Spurs, I mean, it's not just 3-3 on the score. This is not the Pacers. These are the Spurs.
I almost think that the Heat are more likely to run out of gas than what the Spurs are. I mean, Wade isn't playing very well, and you're not going to have that awful game in the second half that Ginobili had. Well, he had a bad game the whole time, but I just think they're going to – I think they got more wells that they can dip their cups out of on the Spurs side than right now the Heat have.
Well, let's talk a little Danger football now. Don't forget you can vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Head coach of the Nebraska Danger, Mike Davis. The last couple of years, the season's been over, so thank goodness the season is not over. They are in the playoffs, and they've known that for a couple of weeks, and they have their longest winning streak of the season right now at 4 in a row. Mike, congratulations. We'll talk Colorado, which we've talked a lot about, but it seems like things are clicking. You guys found a way to come back last week. How confident are you in this team right now?
You know, we have a lot of confidence in our team at this moment. You know, obviously the offense is clicking and scoring points. And then, you know, when they do that, it puts a lot of pressure on opposing teams. And that allows our defense to take a few more chances. And you know, I like my chances when our playmakers can have free reign to kind of do what they want to do. So it's been nice.
Are you obviously playing well is what you want to do, but would you have preferred maybe to like the old NFL thing, be able to rest a game or two? I mean, you guys are always going for that home field advantage and really kind of had to sprint to the finish line. Are you kind of glad that you had that, or would you have preferred to have a little bit of time where you could kind of slow down and maybe recoup a little bit?
No, I mean, we had about two weeks ago, and, you know, you always want to go into the – for the playoffs on the up and up and on the rise, at least I think so. You know, you get a lot of teams who would like to have a bye week right before the playoffs, and then you come out sluggish, and then that's not what we wanted. So I think at this point in time, you know, we're as healthy as we can be, and we're looking forward to playing a tough Colorado team in front of a nice big crowd on Saturday.
Well, that's a key, too. I mean, you're fighting for home field advantage, and you want home field to mean something. And in 3 years of existence, the home field probably has meant as much to the Nebraska Danger as any team in the league.
Oh, for sure. I mean, when you can get the crowds that we get packed in the Heartland Events Center, and then you turn around and, Saturday was probably as loud as it's been since I've been the head coach. I mean, take away the horns. I mean, it was deafening in there on that fourth quarter on Saturday night. So hopefully we can duplicate that effort on this coming Saturday with the fans, and we can duplicate our effort on the field as well.
Now, speaking of that fourth quarter, Mike, the last 2 days, my co-host here on the show has been Jim Langan, and I know you might not be able to specifically comment on officiating from game to game, but I was wondering what you thought about Jim dropping some laundry with about 40 seconds to go on Saturday night.
You know, I mean, it's always frustrating when you see flags come out, but I mean, in his defense, he had a right to throw it. And, you know, it's just kind of a stupid penalty from our guys. And you just got to, you know, you kind of got to rise above it. And when push comes to shove, you got to make plays. And, you know, they caught us doing something we shouldn't be doing. And, you know, he didn't turn a blind eye, to say the least.
He'll feel better about that then. Good.
That was very politically correct, by the way. 3-1 against Colorado. Obviously, this is a team that you know very, very well. Is it a danger playing a team that you know so well, or would you prefer just maybe a little bit more of an element of mystery? Because you got to think everything that can happen this weekend has already happened at least once in the previous four games.
I mean, you would think so. You know, obviously, I think that everybody saves a little bit for the playoffs, and you know, I'm expecting a few wrinkles from Colorado. But when it comes down to it, you got to line up and just play football, and you got to make plays, and you can't make mistakes. And that, you know, whoever makes the most plays and has the least amount of mistakes, that's who's probably going to win the football game.
Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Mike, we asked you this numerous times throughout the year, so we'll do it again because 2 weeks ago when you played them last, there were some differences between the teams. They'd made some changes and some adjustments personnel-wise. Are there changes on either team since the last time you played them just 2 weeks ago?
No. I mean, the only difference they have is, you know, they're probably their best receiver is out with a torn up knee, and so they'll probably add another little speedy guy who we've played before. So that should be probably the only changes that they have, and we don't have it. So
that is awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
In looking at scores when you played them, I mean, you scored, I think, 67, 69 against them, but you also have that one game where you lost 32-12. What was different in that game in terms of your offense being shut down that obviously they couldn't do in the three wins that you had against them?
It came down to Jameel being sick and just not playing well. I mean, he didn't tell anybody. We found out late in the third quarter that he had the flu, and he just, you know, just sluggish all day long. I mean, we had guys running open all game and just couldn't get them the ball. So just coming down to execution.
We've talked about Jameel, outstanding year. We've talked about Kane, outstanding couple of years. We've talked about Pig Brown on the defensive side, outstanding year. Who's a couple other guys that we need to give mention to here that have directly led to the last couple of wins for you, Mike?
You know, I think anybody on the O-line and D-line, I mean, you could go to Savage or Conan or McCray on the offensive line and then turn around with Adrian Davis and Zervonne Jackson and now Claude Roten. I mean, those guys just have, you know, and then don't forget Mana Makaleli. I mean, those four guys on the D-line, that's kind of is the backbone of our team, and they get pressure, and we kind of go as they go, so.
Maybe it's because I have a kicker that lives at my house, but a little different. You squib every kickoff, and it took a little while for Joe Houston to kind of get used to the idea, but he's really been a pretty good weapon for your team.
Yeah, Joe's probably one of the best kickers. I mean, I've been around some pretty good kickers. Rob Baronis is one of the first one that comes to mind, and Joe's right up there with Rob. He probably doesn't have as strong a leg as Rob does, but as far as accuracy, Joe is up there with the best of them, and he kind of gets his niche and figures out how to go and makes things happen. So,
Mike, last question here for the fans out there that want to know what's going on. If you can get the win on Saturday, what's the other side look at? What's the prospects for maybe playing for the championship?
We would hopefully Cedar Rapids would upset Sioux Falls, and we play the championship game here the following Monday night. But if not, and we take care of business and Sioux Falls wins, then we'll go up there and play the following Saturday.
All right, buddy. Let's get another win. We'll talk again next week about a championship, all right?
Let's try it.
All right, hit them straight, Michael.
I'm trying to.
I've seen the scores. That's why I said hit them straight. We're going to need practice. So, hey, Mike, best of luck to you in the Danger. Always thanks for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
Take care. Mike Davis, head football coach of the Nebraska Danger. And we've got more Danger tickets to give away. Our drawing on Facebook, Jeff will be giving those away this afternoon for more Danger tickets for Saturday night. Before we go to our final break here, Kearney High looking for a new athletic director, Randy. This one, I guess anytime stuff like this comes out of the blue, you don't necessarily hear something unless you have heard something underneath. I'm not saying specifically you. I'm just saying every once in a while you get a woman, I think maybe so-and-so is interviewing for that job. But Mark Armstrong named the new head or named the new athletic director at Lincoln Southwest.
And it's one of those situations where life has a lot to do with that. I mean, his son has graduated, and then that opportunity. You don't necessarily want to move when your kids are still in high school. So it was a kind of a window of opportunity that, as he kind of pointed out, if he wasn't going to do it now, he probably wasn't ever going to do it.
Well, best of luck to Mark Armstrong. So Kearney High will be looking for a new AD, and we will take a break here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, Flo, This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Ugh, let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
More with less. More with less.
Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/more for less.
Every game of the College World Series is right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Runner goes, and it's driven to right field. Pretty well hit. Mark Laird going back. Laird on the track, at the wall, leaping up, and it's gone! A two-run homer for Brian Holberton. And a 2-2 pitch. Curveball hit high in the air, deep toward right field. Renfro going back at the track. He's got it against the wall. And Mississippi State hangs on.
Indiana and Oregon State tonight at 7 on ESPN.
With some partial sunshine across the area today, we'll also see a few isolated showers or storms possible with a high of 86 as southeast winds become gusty at 15 to 30. Tonight, there's a slight chance for storms with a low near 69. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Danny show on this June the 19th. I'm not going to call it the greatest day of the year. I'm not because
thank God for that. Wow, we wouldn't want to be that full of ourselves. Now,
No. I'm just anybody's birthday. Anybody's birthday.
Oh, okay.
I mean anybody's birthday probably isn't the greatest day of the year. Especially if you're in maybe the older you get and the younger you are, you love that birthday. I mean, if you're turning 4, this day kicks butt. If you're turning 10 and you've got a party at the Big Apple, this day's kicking butt.
After 21, you don't gain anything with a birthday. That's when I kind of stop counting.
And then when they start to get to be your age, you're just happy to see it.
I just, you know, nobody wants to live to be 100 unless, of course, you're 99.
Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, how about a vehicle for your birthday, whether it's new or pre-owned, and their birthday present at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac or Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is 2.9% financing on pre-owned certified used vehicles. Where else can you get that, folks? Go ahead, look. We'll wait. We'll give you time. We'll give you all the way to tomorrow's show. You look. See if you can find that. Ain't happening. And if it is, it sure isn't anywhere around here. It isn't going to be worth driving to the West or the East Coast. They take care of you here. 2.9% financing. Check out their entire inventory online at thinkmidway.com. While you're there, like them on Facebook, and you have a chance to win 2 Husker football season tickets. Like them on Facebook. Register for the season ticket giveaway. Someone's getting a pair of Nebraska football tickets. That's just part of what they do besides take care of your vehicles. 1.9% on new, 2.9% on pre-owned. Check out the financing with approved credit on all new and or pre-owned Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Rams at the Midway Auto Dealerships, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. American Legion Baseball going on tonight. Kearney Post 52 in Runza taking on Hastings 5 points in Johnson Imperial Homes. The senior game will be at 8 o'clock on 1230 a.m. KHAS. Hastings Runza tonight plays a doubleheader at Lexington. Grand Island 5 points in Home Federal will be taking on Columbus this evening. And the seniors are at home. The juniors are on the road. And for Grand Island USAVE and Tom Dinsdale, they will be at St. Paul for their action tonight. Indiana, Oregon State, who you got? Boy, after talking to DePirak yesterday from the Bloomington newspaper, he thinks Oregon State's going to win.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. I'm so much rooting for Indiana. I like cold weather teams in Oregon State. Doesn't quite make it, but it's pretty close. I always root for those cold weather teams, a Big Ten team, but I think Indiana's day in the sun is about to expire.
Pre-game 6:40 tonight. Underdogs keep winning. Maybe that's hope.
Well, yeah, there you go, because they're definitely an underdog tonight.
I would say that, I mean, seriously, maybe Oregon State beating Louisville. Is that the only time the favorites won? I think that's the only favorite that's won so far in this College World Series.
Probably.
North Carolina over LSU yesterday. That's a coin flip by the seed. North Carolina gets it done, and there actually was a home run. And a welcome to all the rodeo contestants rolling into Hastings for the Nebraska High School Rodeo Finals that get underway tomorrow. In fact, the first go will be going right during our show. 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. are the go-rounds on Thursday and Friday. The short go at 1 o'clock on Saturday at the Adams County Fairgrounds. And the Kearney Junior Golf Classic wrapped up yesterday. Congratulations to Danica Badura, Kendra Plocky, Leah Ewing. They were the girls' different age division winners. Reed Malik, Cade McCallum, Austin Murray, and Ben Gross-Nicholas were the winners on the boys' side. And I guess that's going to get us out of here.
Hey, only $7 to go to the Nebraska High School Rodeo. It's a lot of fun. It's a great event, and they'll put on a pretty good show for you.
And a family event, too, where you can have some good concessions and be outside.
Great atmosphere.
And enjoy it. So, folks, hope you can get to that as well. Don't forget, game four of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. This is up your alley. Who you got? Boston at home up 2-1.
I'm actually going to go with the road team tonight. I'm going to go with the Blackhawks.
I'm staying with Boston. Chicago's got to score some goals.
Yeah, and I think they will tonight.
All right, I'm going to take Boston because that's who I picked when this whole thing started. Folks, I want to thank Mike Davis, the head football coach of the Nebraska Danger, for joining us. Also, I want to thank from Oregon State outstanding outfielder Mike Conforto and, of course, Steve Sponberg, the new Hastings College baseball coach. We've got a lot more on the show tomorrow. We're going to be talking Mississippi State later in the week. We've got more Husker recruiting on Friday. So until then, for Randy Bushcutter, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great day, everyone, and hopefully I'm here tomorrow.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.